Hey everyone, it's Michelle Fawcett, the Dreaming Dilettante, coming out to you with the Creative Podcast. So I recorded one of these on my normal day that I record the podcasts, and I was not paying attention while I was recording it. And while I was talking into a microphone, I was not recording. So yeah, this is going to be going up a little later than usual, but that's okay. It is actually Friday as I record this. And I'm in a little creative funk, or at least I was. I feel like I've pulled out of it. I really didn't feel up to coming into the studio today. I felt like some of the stuff I wanted to do was back home. And I don't know if you ever struggle with this. I wanted to do some sewing and different projects like that. And I keep all that stuff at home. So I kind of have set up my little creative corner at home for my memory keeping, the things that I don't tend to share online anyway. So my memory keeping, along with my sewing projects and things like that. So I was feeling that I wanted to work on those tonight, but I also knew it wasn't going to happen at home tonight. I do have my coffee. And I just really didn't, I don't know, I wasn't in the mood to do anything that, required painting or drawing or anything like that. I was doing a lot of drawing today. I'm taking some online courses, working on creating some content, hopefully, to launch a store. And I don't know if you find this. I find that it seems like I just opened up a can of worms, though, because I have an idea in my head. And then there's, kind of marrying the idea in your head to your ability to create it, and then the technological aspect of creating something. So it feels like, sometimes it just feels like it's just beyond what I can do. But I was feeling really good today, and I found some really great courses to learn some of the things that I was struggling with. And so I did a lot, actually, already of creativity today. And then I had given a thought last night, and decided to completely revamp my other site. I hadn't been really feeling the work that I had been doing on it the last few weeks. And it often feels like it's this kind of struggle to decide what is resistance on my part and what is just really no longer a fit. And I wasn't sure. And so I said, well, you know, I'm just gonna sit with it for a while and consciously make the decision each day. I was recording these kind of mini meditations each day for the site. And so I was just kind of consciously choosing each day not to record them. So I would stop and be like, okay, it was still on my list of things to do. Do I want to do that today? And I was like, I really don't. Because I was already in this space, if I was, you know, thinking about it, like, oh, when I go to the studio, say, no, I'm not going to do it, that's a little different. But I find that, and I know I shared a little bit when I was talking about first creating my space here, the studio space, that, and I felt it, the minute I walked in the front door to come to the space today, I automatically was more interested in my creativity, in doing something creative. I was glad I came. But just a few minutes earlier, thinking about going, I was like, I don't know if I want to, maybe I just want to lounge. And it's so interesting because I did a whole video on, you know, making the popcorn, the idea of the popcorn journal. If you haven't seen that, it's over my YouTube channel and on the Dilettante TV. So I'll try to link to that Create With Me video. But I had said, you know, just take a few minutes and, you know, make a mark or do something. Just make yourself do that before you veg out. And I completely forgot my own advice. But thankfully, it came in the voice of my husband, who said, well, even just go and have your coffee. You know, go and make yourself a cup of coffee and sit in your space. So that's what I'm doing. I'm having my coffee. And then I got here. And I had some ideas of some things. And I said, oh, maybe I'll work on that. Or, yeah, that'll be fun. And I find that I have to sometimes re-engage with something that's fun. Something that I'm like, yeah, that'll be good. And so for me, I set up I was redecorating a little bit for some things that I had brought over that were just still kind of sitting in the corner. So I started with that while I was making my coffee. And then I was, what else did I do? I think that was about it. And then I picked out some books and I had an idea. I said, you know what, I think I'm going to work on some of the sketches of the ideas that I had that I wanted to create. Because I've set a goal for myself of opening a shop. And I always find this struggle between knowing how much to kind of, all right, give myself a deadline, let's get going, pushing myself a little bit, and then recognizing maybe that I need to not push myself and I need to just enjoy. So I don't know. I think I'm going to set myself up with a goal of being ready. And I think for this, it's going to sound like kind of like you're splitting hairs a little bit, but I'm going to give myself a deadline to be ready to open up a shop. And by that, I just mean going through creating the products that I want to create, going through the process with the idea that that's going to happen. And if along the line, I'm learning that there's more I need to do, or I really need to fine tune, you know, this process, or I need to, it's not quite ready. My art's not quite ready, or, you know, and I think it's tough as creatives to kind of know that difference between, yeah, I'm just not quite ready to release this. It's just not ready. And I'm scared to release this, you know? So I think it will be, you know, just being conscious and checking in and being aware of the guidance I'm receiving. And like with redoing the site, my other site that I have, which is all based on about spirituality and faith, that's all kind of shifted for me. And I'm really not sure the direction I'm moving that in. And I guess the one struggle I have is I tend to think that everything has to be cohesive. When I was looking back, even on the old videos on my YouTube channel, and it's like, oh, I should probably take these old ones down that are completely irrelevant. Because it's almost like I feel like I love it for others too, which is, it's really odd, but it's almost like for myself, I expect that there should just be this arrival. So I shouldn't see the different things I tried on the YouTube channel. I should only see the things that I'm sticking with, the things that worked. And so I tend to kind of, like, I even did that with this site where I created everything and I kind of took down all my old stuff and archived it because I was moving in a new direction. And maybe I need to leave that stuff and kind of show a bit more of the journey and of the process. But with this particular thing, I think it was right to take it down. But it's just, I'm always kind of scrapping things and restarting. And so I wonder what that's going to look like or how that might change for me instead of scrapping things and starting back over, maybe leaving them, right? Because like when I do paintings or when I do things like that, the layers are still there. They may not be as visible, but they're still there. And if you were to scrape enough away, you'd find them. So yeah, I don't know. I'd love to hear your thoughts if you feel like you have to do that. And I think that's one of the things that makes me so nervous about sharing my art, because I'm thinking about, you know, these first products that I'm looking to create and launch. And I'm like, you know, a couple of years from now, I'm going to look back on them and be embarrassed. You know, even if I'm proud of them now, I'm going to look back and be like, oh gosh, those were so, I've learned so much since then. And I guess that's part of it, right? I mean, I feel the same way when you look back on your yearbook or, you know, we all are constantly learning. So I guess if you're going to be sharing on a platform of any kind, you have to be willing to have the process a bit more visible. So that's kind of what I'm pondering. So I think today I have a couple of things to finish writing and getting this podcast up. And then I have two blog posts in the newsletter to work on. So I don't know if I'll get to my sketching tonight or if I'll, or today. But I don't know. I might save that and I might work on it some more tonight when I get home. and see how that goes and keep working on my in Procreate, because I'm trying to become more comfortable with the digital, creating digitally for different kinds of art. I want to make some of the stuff that I love using, and I want to start creating those kinds of things. And my plan is to create them for myself and to use them, and then kind of see where that leads me. And hopefully it'll lead me to sharing some of the products with, you know, people online. So that's where I'm at. So I thought it would be better, because I've tried scanning in things that I've created and scanning them in and altering them digitally, and I'm just never happy with the way that turns out. And I think it's just, I don't think there's anything wrong. I don't know. There just seems to be something I'm missing with it. So I prefer, I think, at least for the projects I have in mind, to create them digitally so I can save that extra step and then have my tangible work be tangible, if that makes sense. So let the digital stuff, well, the digital stuff will be made into tangible things too, but maybe you know what I mean. So yeah, so I'm going into Friday, which is different for the podcasts. I don't have too much scheduled for this weekend. I was thinking about doing a few errands on my own tomorrow. Nothing too exciting, but, you know, getting the car cleaned, and I wanted to look for some fall decor for the mantle. You might have seen I did a blog post showing how I'm getting into decorating the mantle in my living room with seasonal decor. So I thought it might be fun to go and see if I could pick up a few little things. Not that it's fall yet, but you have to get it while it's out. And I keep hearing people talking about, like, how, oh, summer's almost over. And I guess at this point you're getting closer, but I was like, I guess if you're working on the school year, summer is almost over. But I've been hearing people say it since the end of July. I was like, you still have a whole month left. And I don't know when the schools normally go back, so maybe that's why people kept saying it. But I was like, kind of pushing it when you're saying, like, school's almost over 3 weeks. But I guess if you're doing back to school shopping and stuff like that, it kind of makes the summer feel shorter once you start doing that kind of stuff. So I don't have any. I was trying to think what I was working on. I was working in my boomerang journal, the journal that I send to a pen pal. And then we've each created a journal, and then we work in it, and then we send it back to the other one. And I actually have both of them. I thought that she still had mine, but I realized, no, I had both of them. So I'm going to work in them and send them back together. She was a little faster than I was getting it done this last time. But so we each create in the journals a little bit, and then we send it to the other one, who creates a little bit, and then we just keep going back and forth, which is a lot of fun. It's a completely different type of journaling for me, and I like feeling inspired by what somebody else did. So it's, and to see what somebody else has created, different colors and working off things like that, it's very, very fun, very inspiring. So yeah, so that is what's going on with me. I would love to hear what's going on with you, so please do feel free to leave a comment below this podcast. I still have to figure out, and I should put it on my list of things to do about getting these maybe uploaded to where you can listen to them, you know, on Apple Podcasts or something like that. Mine used to be, I think, a long time ago, and I just took them down when I was just not wanting. I wanted to keep everything contained on my site, and I still primarily do. If I were to be completely honest, I don't necessarily care about being found by loads of people. I just want my work to be shared with the right people, people who get it and who are inspired by it and who can appreciate it. So for me, I feel like there's something, I guess it's the difference between going to a big box store and finding that thing that everyone has that you've seen and you love, which is great, that's all cool, versus, you know, maybe finding a store